Alpaca look nothing like camel. They're a smaller version of a llama, native to the Andean regions of Chile, Peru, and Bolivia. They're covered with a thick, lustrous wool that's perfect for weaving sweaters and blankets. According to those who raise them, they're usually very quiet and well-behaved.
He's just a little baby. He's only 7 months old.
Sandy Spalding and her husband Ray are leading their lamb-sized baby alpaca to the showroom floor to compete with others in his age group. He's one of a dozen alpaca they raise on their Minnesota farm. He'll be judged for his fleece as well as his poise in the ring. His turn will come after the larger white female alpacas get their marks from the judges.
Sexual fleece on this little girl that is extremely uniform as you go from front to rear on her. And again, another one of those bold fleeces that you can feel that being expressed.
It's the fleece that is the focus of alpaca raising. Once prized by Incan kings of South America as the fabric of the gods, it's the source of a cashmere-like fiber used for weaving sweaters and blankets.
Princess Di's favorite suit was an alpaca suit, and the Pope's cape is alpaca.
Melinda Tyler raises alpaca on a 45-acre farm near St. Louis, Missouri. She ticks off the reasons she likes raising them.
They're quiet, and they don't smell, and you don't have to butcher. And you've got an end product with the fiber.
Her 13-year-old son, Ace, says what he likes about the alpaca is a habit they have that makes them similar to cats.
They poop in one or two contained areas, which makes the cleanup very easy.
They eat a bale of hay a week. A horse will eat a bale of hay a day.
Lynn Johnson raises alpaca in Verona. She's the show superintendent for this first ever Midwest Alpaca Festival.
They're easy keepers. They're environmentally friendly. They don't tear up the pastures. So they're real easy. They're easy keepers. And there are people from all walks of life. I think probably the majority of folks here are people like me who are in the corporate world, and this is our stress relief.
Well, it may be just a hobby for Johnson now. She says she hopes it will eventually become a fiber industry. There are now 50,000 alpaca in the United States, 2,000 of those in Wisconsin. She says it would take about $2 million to make it profitable to retrofit textile mills specialized in weaving the yarn.
You have to change the machinery in mills, and a lot of mills are dying, which makes it even more sad because, you know, we've got all this fleece, we could support a mill.
Right now, most fleece is sent to Peru for processing into blankets, sweaters, and capes. But there are a growing number of spinning and weaving enthusiasts, like Susan McFarland of Bristol, Wisconsin. Here, she's processing fleece by hand using a cylinder covered with thousands of tiny metal teeth. It's called a drum carder. With a metal brush lined with similar metal teeth, she thins out sections of matted fleece as the drum turns.
And then you just keep feeding fiber through the tray onto the drum carder till it's full. Lift the fiber off, and then you could take it to the wheel and spin it into yarn, which then you can turn into rugs or garments. So satisfying to just sit and process your own fiber so you really know what it's all about.
For her, dealing with alpaca and llama fleece has become a way of life. She weaves and spins herself and sells both woven products and equipment to other alpaca raisers who want to process some of their own fleece.
This is my life.
McFarland begins spinning the fleece into a thick white yarn on her spinning wheel. It will end up on the shelves of her store that serves many of the 30 registered alpaca breeders in Wisconsin.
Get twisted and warped at Susan's Fiber Shop. Twisted means you spin and warped means you weave.
The slogan for the store fits with the theme for this weekend's festival, Crazy About Alpacas. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.